You have always been most kind to those of us who are ordinarily classed merely as troublesome young men. Harold Macmillan to Winston Churchill, January 1928. They were schooled at Eton and Harrow, Cambridge and Oxford. They lived in Belgravia and Mayfair and spent their weekends at sprawling country houses in Kent, Sussex and Oxfordshire. They were part of the small, clubby network that dominated English society. And now, in May 1940, these Tory members of Parliament were doing the unthinkable, trying to topple Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, the leader of their own party, from power. They knew they were courting political suicide. They were challenging a powerful authoritarian Prime Minister who equated criticism of his policies with treason and employed a full complement of dirty tricks to stamp out dissent. Opponents branded the rebels as unpatriotic. Sir Samuel Hoare, the Home Secretary, denounced them as jitterbugs and claimed that their alarm and scaremongering had thwarted a new golden age of tranquility in Europe. Like other former public schoolboys, the small band of backbenchers had been taught to value loyalty. But in the current crisis, they believed they owed loyalty to their country, not to their party or prime minister. For 8 months, Britain had been at war with Germany, a war that Chamberlain and his government clearly had no interest in fighting, a war being waged, as one Tory rebel said, without arms, without faith, and without heart.